This is case number 7981, Dennis Ward, Mary Ward, Barbara Ward, Mary Ward, all the wards.
Hey, my mother was a ward.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Front ward, back ward.
Yeah.
Side ward.
A Tobe Henry has bought this property. He's requesting a time extension, but however, this time extension ran out January 3rd, 2004.
First one?
Well, the wards. You approved them.
Right.
And they,
wow.
They were approved November 4th, 2002.
Uh-huh.
The findings and facts were dated January 3rd, 2003. So they had a year from that date to establish the use.
Okay.
But however, can I read you the lengthy letter that
now,
he's asking?
If the expiration took place that long ago, mm-hmm. they can't extend it anymore. It's expired.
It's expired.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future, if they're expired, you don't need to put them on the agenda because the board can't.
I've explained
them.
This, but okay. Mr. Lank.
Okay. Next time, just give it to me and let me write him a letter.
Okay.
It doesn't belong
I've
on
explained
the
this over and over, but he's demanding.
Okay.
You know.
That's fine. We appreciate that.
The,
but
they don't.
The new owner.
Oh, okay.
They went ahead and built it and everything, and then when they came for a certificate of compliance, the inspector noticed that the variance ran out.
Well, the new owner should be able to reapply being it's a new owner, right? That's different.
It got. Well,
and he was aware that, you know, it stayed.
It got built in time or just after the time it expired, nobody caught it?
Right. And when they came in for the certificate of compliance, then it was all.
Okay, well, they can't get an extension. The new owners can come in and ask for relief.
And that's basically what he's asking for.
Well, but, you know, when it comes in, okay.
How do you, certificate of compliance was never issued.
No, because it was.
For a fact that it wasn't built within the time frame.
They have 1 year to establish the use from the finding of facts.
Right. But.
But.
But, I mean, it could have possibly been built within that time frame, just never established.
So they built it years later and came for a CO, and then the inspector found that it had expired.
The onus is on the applicant to come back and request a CO?
Excuse me?
The onus, the responsibility is on the applicant to come back and request.
Yeah, the new owner is asking for a CO. But
right, but that was also the responsibility of the old owner?
Yeah, but they never built it, the old owner.
New owner assumed the property and built it.
So the new owner was under the assumption that this was always good.
Well, it's got an arguable case then.
Huh?
That's the thing.
Okay, they cannot get an extension because the original approval expired.
Correct.
They can come in and apply for a variance or variances for the existing structure just like anybody else does for something that's
so he has managed. To reapply because
absolutely.
And he might want to suggest that he read the standards.
And this is what we tried to explain, but he's
he should suggest that he hire counsel.
Yes.
That's really a mess.
Because those standards really need to be addressed.
How did he go to settlement on the thing?
And also by the survey that was submitted with the wards, the original application, and then a survey, because the inspector requested a survey of the final, and I just noticed today that it does not coincide. It doesn't even match. So
he better seek some legal counsel.
They need to apply. There probably ought to be some violation notices issued and suggest to him that he needs.
Which there was a letter sent.
Okay. Tell them they need to get an attorney. Don't. If they come in on their own, they're going to be way over their heads on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put the ball in his court.
Yeah, because he's asking you to reinstate the variance and allow for a certificate of compliance to be granted without having to come back because he doesn't feel.
No such thing.
Correct. Okay. Well,
thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Lang said they can try and ask, but
okay.
So deny that request.
Yep. Well, I'll get a motion.
So moved.
You don't need one. It's just there's no legal basis for granting it anyway.
Withdrawn.
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 Okay, next case, please.
Case number